Yeah, I think we're excited about the president's decisions this morning, and I think it's an important announcement for Oklahoma in terms of the benefit to us, not only in the jobs that will be associated with the building of the northern leg of the Keystone Pipeline, but you know its potential to help increase the significance of Cushing as an important oil hub for Oklahoma, for the entire country. So it's a great announcement.
And the Dakota pipeline is not going to affect us in Oklahoma, is it?
Well, no, that pipeline runs from west to east, so it doesn't have an immediate benefit to Oklahoma. But again, you know, pipeline transportation in general, you know, a president and an administration that understands that the environmental friendly option of moving pipeline or oil and gas resources by pipeline is really exciting, particularly for Oklahoma, that there's other pipelines that will be proposed to help us move our products out of Oklahoma. And it's a good sign that our administration won't oppose that, which has really been a frustrating thing for us over the last few years.
Cushing, being the pipeline crossroads of the world, will this create a glut of oil in Cushing? How will they be able to handle the additional oil once that pipeline is completed?
You know, I think what Keystone will tell you is that they have significant capacity to move more product down out of Cushing, from Cushing to the Gulf Coast, where it can get to the refineries and then can be exported or used here domestically. So there's plenty of capacity for one, storage, and then two, to move that product down to the Gulf Coast, which was the original plan. I don't think you'll end up with a glut. I think what you'll end up with is the original plan is to get more of that that crude down to the Gulf Coast refineries or where it could be exported. And that's a good thing for our country's producers. It's a good thing for many of those companies that have storage facilities in Cushing. So it shouldn't have too much of a negative impact on us. And again, I think the bigger picture thing to look at is, you know, pipeline transportation of petroleum products is by far the safest, most environmentally sound method of moving those products. You know, a Canadian study recently found that pipelines are 4.5 times safer than rail transportation. And under the Obama administration, we've had to dramatically increase rail transportation to get, you know, our oil and gas products to market. And I think this is a good, scientifically sound, environmentally responsible decision on behalf of the Trump administration. And what's also remarkable, Michael, is that, you know, 5 State Department environmental reviews, all under the Obama administration, 5 separate environmental reviews, found that the Keystone XL pipeline would have a minimal environmental impact. So instead, they forced that crude to transport by rail, which is, you know, 4.5 times less safe than pipelines. So it's pretty remarkable that you know, they threw up roadblocks and actually producers were forced to take less environmentally responsible methods to get their products to market. And that's just silly. And so this is a good announcement for the country. It's a great announcement for Oklahoma, and really glad to see the significant change of the Trump administration.